This is the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. Now, here's Brian.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome to the Good Afternoon Guy. Did I already tell you what time it was? It's like 3:05. I'm Brian Gary, along with my producer, Ryan Kelly. The show brought to you by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. I'll get that out there right away before they can withdraw their sponsorship after today's show. I got to tell you straight up, I got nothing today. Ryan, I am as brain dead as I have ever been. Today, barely a pulse.
I agree.
Well, you're feeling the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I am nothing. You talk about a no bones day. This is it. I've tried to get revved up. I've tried to get pumped up. I'm doing all that. I'm drinking coffee. I took some Boost. I drank my greens. I did all this stuff. But my brain is just vacant today. Yeah. Which, you know what usually happens when that goes on?
Yeah, just, you know, two little chipmunks rolling around on a...
It's like Homer's brain when they go to that, and he's got a cow dancing in there or something. There's really no active brain wave going at all today. And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're saying. No, we're not ready for that yet. But you're saying, Brian, what's different than any other day then? I mean, seriously. And I guess I can't come up with anything other than I know what this is from, and I'll just be honest, it's a lack of drugs. It's a lack of the prescription drugs. It takes a village to get me going, and sometimes it's a village of prescriptions is what I get this under control. But I ran out of one of my brain drugs that calms it, gets it to shut up so I can go to sleep. You know, I've got one of those brains. Do you do that where you lay down and everything starts swirling through your head and you can't shut it off?
Yeah, some days, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. Well, I have to take medication for that because I can't sleep or I can't get my brain to stop if I don't have certain things. And it took years to find the right mix of things. But my doctor for that has retired, so I've had to go to get my old doctor to pick up those prescriptions, and I let the time lapse in between for when I made one appointment. Just like me, I always put off things to the last minute, and then I like scurry in a 2-minute drill to try to get it done. And this was one of those where, oh, wow, the 2-minute drill was a few days ago. I ran out. And like an idiot, I think I talked about this before where I go, oh, I'm cool. I don't need them. It's all right. No biggie. I'll be fine for a few days. No. Once again, I shouldn't have to keep reminding myself, but I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow, and I'm expecting better tomorrow. That's a long way of getting that out.
Yeah.
Whoo! All right. Yeah, you you look like you did yesterday. Did you even change your clothes, Ryan?
We are very much stinky core today. I think I changed the pants.
You think you did?
Did I?
Probably not.
Oh, probably not.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
I changed the jacket.
Well, I did notice
that. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, glasses still the same as yesterday.
Yeah. I did take a shower last night, too. I do have to say that.
You do.
So but wearing the same.
What caused the funk today, then?
I just did a bunch of laundry, and I was like, I don't want to do more clothes than I need to. So I'm like, I'm just going to rewear.
just rewear.
What's left over.
Yeah. This is one of those days where you just wear it in the shower with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you come
out. I do it most days.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good way of living. All right, now I got a few things for you today. In fact, we have guests today. Coming in the studio this hour, right around 3:30, I'm going to be talking to Lori Mayle of Tyler's Legacy and Robert Fallbeck of Voices Carry Child Advocacy Center in Fort Collins for Larimer County. They're going to be popping in today. They've got a great fundraiser going on. Lori's always doing wonderful things with Tyler's Legacy. I've been in their run before, and she makes incredible candy. She makes incredible sweets that are just delicious. We're going to talk to Lori about that and how that can help raise money to help kids who have gone through the hell of child abuse, and that's what Voices Carry does. I raise money for them for many, many years with the 28 Hours of Hope, and look forward to visiting with Robert and Lori later in the 3 o'clock hour. And then, to wrap up the show today at 4:30, my old morning show partner, Todd Harding, is going to be checking in. So I look forward to that. I get Susan every Friday for Habajiba Friday, who, by the way, is in Arizona visiting her sister that is doing well now and is back home. So Susan's there. But Todd, I've been visiting with him this morning and said, hey, why don't you come on this afternoon? And he's more than ready to do that. So I've got some stuff to go over with Todd later on, too. Of course, we'll have What Day Is It? I've got a few things. I'm going to talk to Todd about Crocs because I know he wears or has worn. You're a Croc guy, aren't you, Ryan?
I'm a Birkenstock guy.
Oh, so is that like a fancy Croc?
No, I mean, it's just like a sandal. It's like a leather sandal.
Oh, so do they have holes in them? Because there's like 13 holes in the Crocs.
Really? 13? Yeah. Did you count them?
No, I read an article.
Exactly, 13,
though. And it was asked how many. I'm going to go with 13. I'm not sure the number, but it is a set number, and it's always that many that are in there. All right. I learned a lot about Crocs because my wife brought something up that blew my mind, and I'm going to share that later on when I get Todd on here as well. We'll go through the Week magazine. I love this, and there's some great stories in there this week that grabbed my attention, including a flying motorcycle. I kind of love the idea of that. I hate the idea of this. Headline that just ripped my eyes out this morning. Meet the mega spider. The biggest of its kind ever seen, Australian Reptile Park says. A gigantic funnel web spider with massive piercing fangs has been donated to an anti-venom program in Australia. The arachnid's sheer size, 3 inches tall and nearly 1 inch long, makes it one of a kind. I mean, this is its body. I mean, to see a spider stand 3 inches tall, that's big. And a body 1 inch long, that is just too much. I hate spiders with the white-hot intensity of 1,000 suns. Are you're okay with them?
No, I don't like them. I would like to think in my mind that they don't, like, scare me.
Oh, they scare the hell out of me.
Oh, but especially when they, like, run.
Yeah, that's, okay, when you're... How many of you have done this where you're sitting on the toilet and you see a spider climbing up the wall and then you stay riveted to staring at that spider because the last thing you want it to do is disappear out of sight? You want to be able to get it when you're done with your business. I've had more problems with that, with spiders in the bathroom. But I remember living in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I had an efficiency apartment. It was just me living on Nicollet Avenue, Lake and Nicollet in Minneapolis. Not a great area of town. Rough people and rough bugs. I went into my bathroom, and there was a spider, a massive spider, in my bathroom in my apartment at Minneapolis. And so I started using the Tom Thumb store next door, the convenience store, and used their bathroom until my fiance at the time, my wife now, came to visit and would kill the spider. So I went like 3 days waiting for her to come and visit using Tom Thumb's bathroom because of the spider I had seen in mine.
Dedication.
That's fear.
Yeah.
That is a major wuss right there. So I don't want to see any of these dang spiders that have been rolling their way through Australia, but they're being donated to this venom program because the amount of venom that a spider can put out for the size of it is absolutely amazing. And what they can do with venom for medicines and things is incredible. And I love that they're doing research like that, but keep your damn spiders in your lab. All right, one more thing I need to discuss because I was watching some daytime TV and I'm seeing all these commercials for dishwasher detergent. All right, now I grew up where when you got done eating your meal, you went and you rinsed off that dish and you put it in the dishwasher where you're always taught to rinse the dishes. And now there's all this saving water and all these detergents that are saying, no need to rinse, just scrape the food off and throw it into the dishwasher. And I got to call bullcrap on that because if you've ever thrown in a dish with like a grape nut in it or some hardened cereal or even a noodle, there is no way that stuff is going to get blasted off from whatever kind of detergent you throw in there. We still rinse them off. But the idea of having this new detergent that blasts your dishes clean so you don't have to rinse them first, just get a dog. You know, I have got three of them, and we don't even have to use the dishwasher. Most people can't even tell that it was a dog that cleaned their dishes. So next time you're at our house, bring your own.
I could do that.
Okay, all right, not a bad idea. Oh, man, so many people to thank who put up with us and make this show possible, like my buddy Sean Pike at Pike's Auto Care Center. In fact, he's going to come into play next when we talk about what day it is, because it is a great day to get there, and I'll tell you why coming up, because it has something to do with your vehicle. But I talk about preventive maintenance, everything from wipers to getting your tires checked out, making sure that your oil is, that you've got, you know, the oil change, you've got the right amount, that you haven't gone over on your miles, all those things that I'm guilty of, because my wife will look up and she'll see the sticker in the corner of my window and say, hey, you are way overdue for an oil change. So she knows when it's time for me to call Sean Pike and the gang at Pike's Auto Care Center. You can wait until you have something go wrong with your vehicle, or make an appointment and get it checked out now for the upcoming winter so you make sure you're going to be able to roll where you need to roll. ASE Master and Factory Trained Technicians, 10 times best of Windsor. Pike's Auto Care Center, 728 Main Street in Windsor. What day is it? Coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole. One where the same time goes.
Money to trying to fix the same broke. Oh, now we're cooking. Things are cranking now at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Good Afternoon Guy Show, 21 minutes after 3 o'clock. I am that Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, and my producer, Ryan Kelly. Hotline 970-353-1310. Text line 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Man, I am looking forward to Friday taking the show on the road. It is my first stop in our KFKA Christmas Cash Giveaway. I'm going to be picking a qualifier to win $1,000 in cash. I can get my first qualifier on Friday. I'm going to be doing the show from On the Rocks Liquor. They're at 4637 29th Street in Greeley. That's 4637 29th Street in Greeley. And I will be there Friday doing the show from 3 until 5 at On the Rocks Liquor. Hope you'll come out and join me. And I'm going to have tons of giveaways. There's going to be a lot of things going on. They're excited to throw a party at On the Rocks Liquor. Now, I'm going to be there Friday. You're going to need all the stuff to get you going through the weekend. Why not stop in and visit us while we're there from 3 to 5 and get yourself registered to win the KFK Christmas Cash. I'll have more details on that coming up a little bit later on. But I know what you're thinking. I know what you're saying. You're saying, Brian,
what day is it?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is?
I want to meet this Mike guy that they talk about in there. Well, welcome to What Day Is It? It is. Now, here's why I was talking about Sean Pike and Pike's Auto Care Center earlier. It is Check Your Wipers Day. Now, this is something that so many people will have. Like, you'll have the passenger side one that is just a joke. You know, you'll get somebody in your car, because it's usually by yourself, right? So you don't really need that side of the windshield. So it doesn't matter. Then you get a passenger in there, and you look over at what they're looking through. I mean, there are many times, because I'm one of those guys who would go out to my vehicle in the wintertime if I found that my windshield wipers were frozen to the glass on my windshield, I would grab the wiper and just peel it off, which is the dumbest thing you can do. But seriously, it helps so much with your visibility at night and in weather. You know, all that. Why at night? In night, in weather. Yeah, I know. I always just turn on my wipers. It's getting dark out. Better hit the wipers, honey. It's intermittent darkness. Just set them on delay. Good Lord, what's wrong with me? This is a good time to do it because with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up next week, there are going to be a lot of people traveling, and this is a great opportunity to do it. They say 50.6 million people traveled by car for the Thanksgiving holiday last year, and it's going to be a busy one this year. 24% of all accidents are weather-related, and 90% of drivers do not plan the time to check their wipers properly, and 55% don't know how to check their wipers properly. So make sure you do that, and if you don't know how to do it, take it into Sean and the gang at Pike's Auto Care Center. Here's a day I think we can get behind, and you even mentioned you're going to be doing this already before you knew it was National Fast Food Day. Which, man, I tell you, there was many times in my life where the passenger floorboard of my vehicle was just piled up with fast food bags. Is that where you throw yours too?
Yeah, there was for a time where I used to like collect McDonald's and Taco Bell bags.
Yeah.
And I would just let them like accumulate my car like 20, 30 plus.
That's
I had no self-respect.
None whatsoever.
None.
And apparently no friends that ever traveled with you.
No, they did. They said, this is an interesting choice.
That's a nice way of putting you got problems, child.
Yeah.
Well, fast food first popularized in the 1950s, and fast food is considered any meal with low preparation time and served to a customer in a packaged form. That's the detail of it. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary first recognized the term fast food in 1951, and it really started to be introduced following World War I when automobiles became popular and more affordable. At that time, restaurants introduced the drive-in, which led its way to the drive-through. The first Happy Meal was served in June of 1979. What I would love to hear from you on the text line at 888-530-0043, what's your favorite fast food? All right, now, I can go anywhere. I love an Arby's sandwich. I got to admit that. I like them all. I really do. I'm an equal opportunity fast food eater. But if I had to pick one that you could only eat there for the rest of your life, it's McDonald's. It is. Where you go?
McDonald's. Yeah, it's a classic.
You too?
It's a staple.
I mean, I try not to. I try to say, you know, you want to be fancier, say, you know, somewhere else. But when it comes down to it, if I want fast food, that's it.
It's easy.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You know what it's going to be like every single time.
No, there's no surprises,
no.
Really. Is there? Oh, they almost got the cheese on. That's a surprise.
That's the only one. And I'm fine with that if not.
And why do I love the McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwich?
Okay, I can't agree with you there.
Okay, I do. It is my favorite fish sandwich. And it's about the size. I mean, it's the tiniest little square of alleged fish that you've ever seen with half a slice of cheese.
Yeah.
And it's put on this bun that's steamed. So it's so soft and warm when you eat it. I used to get a double one.
Oh, yuck.
I'd get two and then stack the two of them. Oh, a double fish?
Oh, no.
And you're the sushi eater.
Yeah, but not from it. I'm not having the questionable fish sandwich.
But you'll eat the McRib?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
you
different.
Talk about questionable
it's
meat.
Different.
Yes, it is. Good Lord, I don't know what to do with you.
Me
You're
either.
Pushing all my buttons.
I
That's
know.
What it is. You know what today is? It's National Button Day. It is. It celebrates the function of buttons and the hobby of button collecting. There are people who collect buttons.
People collect anything.
I thought it was just my grandma who had the little Band-Aid container.
Yeah.
It's the metal tin one that
you'd open
up and she would throw all the spare buttons in there.
Uh-huh.
Everyone has a container of spare buttons in their home of that one button that was on a shirt or jacket that someday if one comes off, I know where I'm going to find it and be able to put it on. And instead, what happens is you die, then your kids go through your stuff and go, oh, look at another tin of buttons. Why did they collect all these? It is. It's button day. So if you're a button collector, this is the day for you. It's also National Indiana Day. Great day if you're a button collector from Indiana. And I got one celebrity birthday today And it's our friend Keith Burns of Trick Pony, who has been on the show before. In fact, he might have been on a couple times, but today... Keith turns 58 years old. You know, Trick Pony, of course, a big hit. Poor Me. We use that as bumper music sometimes here on a night like this. Just What I Do on a Mission. They had 8 great hot country songs on the Billboard charts throughout their town. 4 top 20 hits. So happy birthday to Keith. And in fact, you know how he's spending his birthday? He's in the studio today recording new music. I was visiting with him earlier today. Oh, man, good stuff. Hey, great stuff for you, too. If you're feeling a little, you know, like Ryan and I were feeling a little under the weather today, a little slow. But sometimes you've got that slowness due to a nagging injury or something that's just been hanging on. You've never really gotten checked. You know, that shoulder that's just been out of whack. You'll go to the doctor. But if you've really seen a specialist, you want to see a specialist, I got the place for you. Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Over 41 specialists providing care across 6 medical campuses all along the Front Range. Fantastic people who work there. So many incredible success stories of people who are have more movement and are more fluid than they ever were after going in and visiting the folks at OCR. Schedule your appointment today at orthohealth.com. That's orthohealth.com. Coming up, Lori Mayo is going to join us with Robert Fallback as well from Voices Carry Child Advocacy Center and from Tyler's Legacy. And we're going to talk about the big fundraiser they've got going on, too. That's coming up next at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, 24 minutes now in front of 4 o'clock. I am the Good Afternoon Guy. My name is Brian Gary, along with my producer, Ryan Kelly. Brought to you by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. So good to have you with me on a beautiful Tuesday. Okay, it's really windy, and we've got a cold front moving in, and it's turning blustier in heck. But 67 degrees. Really can't beat that. Tonight, maybe just a flake or two of rain or a wintry mix in some areas, but we're going to get down to 28 tonight. Going to be rather chilly. In studio, you can hear the bustling about and all that. Go ahead and grab that microphone. Put it by you. Lori Mayo is in here with me from Tyler's Legacy, and I have Robert Fallback with me from Voices Carry Child Advocacy Center as well. Great to see you guys. It's been a long time.
Hey, Brian. It's great to be here. Good to see you, too, man. You're looking wonderful.
Hey, I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
feeling
you're good. It's so good to see you.
It's great to see you, Lori. How have you been?
I've been good. Busy, busy, busy.
Well, you're always busy. What have you been doing? You've been flying all over the place? You've been running wild? What have you been doing?
I've been all over the place. I just got home last week, Saturday. I spent a week with my family in Michigan.
So, oh, did you?
That's where Gary and I are both from.
So oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I go back twice a year, spring and fall, and just say hey to the folks. And
you still got a lot of family there?
Yeah, my mom and dad, brother and sister, and their families.
So they're all from there?
They're all from there. Gary's family's from there, too.
Oh, wow.
So the next trip in spring, we're going to drive out.
So, oh, that would be nice. We took a drive up to Minnesota this year, to northern Minnesota, to drive up by the Canadian border, because that's where I'm originally from, is up in northern Minnesota, and hadn't been back there since I was a child. And it was just neat to go back and see where I had lived and that. And I looked at the first house I ever lived in Silver Bay, Minnesota, and I learned on this trip that apparently my dad must have been a meth cooker, because from the looks of this house...
Family business?
Yeah, it didn't stay really good. I've got to think it looked better when I was living there, I do. Now you've got... First, let's start with you, Lori.
Okay.
Tell us about Tyler's Legacy, how this all started, and what it's all about for people who don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So my son Tyler, he was going into radio, such as you are. And if you remember, he came up and saw you and Todd and spent some time with you.
Oh, absolutely.
And he loved being on the air and just talking and being happy. And he was going into communications. He was taking a speech class at the university. And he was just amazing. It was just a natural for him. And his big project is he was in a speech class. It was an elective. And then, of course, they were all communication majors in there. And when it came to this big contest, you know, speech contest, get up, do a presentation. They're like, Tyler, we want you to do it. And Tyler's, no, you guys do it. And he goes, no, Tyler, you do it. He gets up there, gives this fantastic speech, and it's on YouTube, so you can watch it. And he talks about the importance of learning a language, and he wins first prize.
No kidding.
So he was just a natural. So anyway, he came and saw you. It was 8 years ago, and a couple weeks afterwards, he went out hiking, and he fell, I think 60 feet, and he died instantly. So unfortunately for us, we missed him.
And for all of us.
Yeah.
He touched so many lives. I mean, he really did. When I look back, I'll let you get more into it, but as I was just looking through the pictures on your flyer that you had sent me, just seeing him again, because the picture of him in the Windsor Marching Band outfit, that one always strikes me. But we had Tyler on the air, and we had him on a couple times, and he was fantastic. And I always said that he was groomed to take over for me when I was done. So it's, and I even went out. You were doing walks for a while for this, weren't you, for Tyler's legacy?
Yeah.
Why was this important to you to do something
well,
like this?
Well, how that got started is in the 1 year anniversary, because Tyler was hiking the Y in Provo, Utah, and that's where the accident happened up in that area. And so when the 1 year anniversary came of his death, we as a family wanted to go hike the mountain for him. And all of our friends here in northern Colorado said, well, we can't go to Utah. Do something for us here. And I said, well, let's go walk around Windsor Lake. Let's just be the family, all your friends and Tyler's friends, and let's walk the lake. And we took donations, and we donated it to the marching band because that was Tyler's love.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band said, this is really great. You know, can we do this as a fundraiser every year? So we did do a 5K every year. And a few years ago, I don't remember the year, maybe 5 years ago, the band went to Pearl Harbor for the 75th
anniversary. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the last big one that we did for the band. Not that, you know, the band is great and I still support them, but the male family's not known in Windsor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I get involved with you and your 28 Hours of Hope. And I came to the studio one day when you were doing your big radiothon, and Robert and other directors were there, and I introduced myself, and Robert said, hey, why don't you come up and see our facility and see what we do? And I took him up on that. And he gave me a wonderful tour, and it just tugged my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, I don't know if you know about me, but I used to be a teacher, and I would see kids in the classroom quite often, you know, that would just tug my heart, and I know things are going on at home.
Yep.
So I've got that tugging my heart, seeing what Robert's tugging my heart, knowing what you and Todd were doing. I'm like, okay, this is fitting for me. This is what I want to do. So one thing I make is, here, I even brought you samples. You can sample it and talk and drool while on there. I just kind of started making these, and a financial advisor was over at the house, and I made him some of these little treats here and put them out there just as a, you know, just to eat. And he goes, oh, man, if you would just sell these things. I says, I do. Let me talk about that.
So that's how this got going?
That's how this got going. And every year I double. I mean, my people, the orders, I sell out every year.
No kidding. So how many years have been doing the candy thing?
This is the fourth year.
This is the fourth year. It's been growing each year?
Yeah, this will be the third year that Robert's getting all the proceeds, but it's growing, and it's almost doubling every year. So I bought twice as much stuff this year, and I'm ready to go. I've already started making stuff, and this flyer went out yesterday, and I'm hoping to get this out in northern Colorado and see what we can do to raise money for Voices Carry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Voices Carry.
Absolutely.
Robert, I've been with you for many years.
Many years.
And we've done a lot of great work together, and I am just thrilled that you're continuing to do this. This is your passion, and this is what you live for, is this cause, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. I spent about 20 years in the corporate world. And kind of rose through the ranks, got the MBA, did the whole corporate gig for a long time. And then mid-career, I had a chance to we were getting, you know, I was at my shares. I got an offer for the shares that I owned in a company, and I got a chance to decide what I wanted to be when I grew up, you know,
halfway
through my career, and just step back and say, what is it that I really want to do? And I realized that I didn't want to get up and work for somebody else's bonus. I wanted to do something
really
that actually,
good way of putting
you know,
it.
You know, and so finding something that actually gave back to the community, helped people that needed it. And as it turned out, the Child Advocacy Center was looking for an executive director at exactly the same time. So I wrote him and I said, I don't look like the kind of person that you have hired in the past. I'm not a social worker. I'm not a therapist. But I do know how to run organizations and teams, and I know about fundraising, and I know about finances, and here's why I think that would really help you out. So they agreed. That was exactly what they were looking for at the same time, and I got a chance to move over to the nonprofit world and take what I'd learned and apply it in the ways that worked. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all, but I was able to do what I can do so that the real heroes, the therapists, the forensic interviewers, the social workers can do what they do as best they can. And I can – the way I see my job is to remove obstacles from the people who are doing the really heroic work, making sure that the organization's funded, making sure that all the, you know, T's are crossed and the D's are audited. D's are audited.
Yeah, that's you should do this show.
I just undermined my own argument.
You did. You got your merds mixed up beautifully. I love that.
I can't wait
to dot my T's.
your dies are audited. I'm going to get back to an email from the board president. Thank you for your years of support.
I'm glad I could be here to see the end of
That's
your
right.
tenure,
we,
Robert.
We wish you the best as you leave to spend more time with your family. Please.
I know the importance of this organization and having this there.
Yeah.
I got to ask, just because of the world and the state that we're in, how hard is it for you to get funding that is needed now?
It's certainly been harder these last couple of years, for sure.
The need is no less.
Oh, it's more.
Yes.
So let me tell you a little bit about what we do.
Please do.
You know, I was talking about myself, but the important thing is the CAC. It's a Child Advocacy Center. There's one for every judicial district in Colorado, and only one. So we don't overlap. We don't compete. What we exist to do is to serve when there are allegations of child abuse, child sexual abuse, physical abuse, criminal maltreatment of children, the law enforcement agents, the detectives, or the caseworkers at DHS, whoever gets these cases will bring them to us to talk to the child and find out as much as we can about each of these incidents. We have highly trained forensic interviewers on staff who are specialized in talking with children in child communication and development, and they know how to invite a conversation with these kids to get as much relevant information as they can to find out what happened, to find out what happened to them, to find out what they've seen in cases of domestic violence. Maybe it's a sibling. Whatever it happens to be, our staff can talk to children, and police know it, and the caseworkers know it. So they just bring us every one of these cases where they think something might have happened. So we're right at the beginning of the investigation, and our interview is recorded and becomes key evidence in the prosecution of perpetrators and the support and protection of children and families. So it becomes the chief assistant DA who does these cases said unequivocally, she can't do her job without the CAC, without this interview. Their cases don't move forward. On the other side, we help to prevent these cases from ever happening by getting into the schools, teaching kids how to recognize, refuse, and report attempts to abuse them. And every time we have one of these sessions, a hand will go up saying, I think somebody is touching me in an unsafe way. And so we take them aside, we report it to the proper authorities, and then we see them in the interview room a little later on. So the idea is that we exist to prevent child abuse and to respond to child abuse. And so unfortunate that we live in a world where we have to exist. It's very fortunate that we do, because these are the cases we can prevent children from ever experiencing these kinds of things, and we can support and help the kids who do.
You know, seeing the healing that goes on through getting the story out is one of the most amazing things, because there are so many who carry it around and think that for some reason they're at fault.
Oh.
What you guys do with getting the information out, and I can't imagine how hard it would be to try to tell the story over and over and over. That's why I think it's so vital what you guys do and get them in an environment where they're comfortable enough to talk. That's where the mastery of the people who work there really come in, is making these kids comfortable. There is a place to go.
Yes, that's right.
There is a place to go. And we as a community need to be the ones to keep our eyes open and not be silent on this stuff. I would rather have somebody be falsely accused than never talked about at all.
Well, and I'm glad that you brought that up, Brian, because the fact is research has shown that kids fabricate these stories less than 4% of the time. So
that's an interesting statistic.
There is, if you see a child that is saying something about an inappropriate touch, something of this nature, they're not making it up for attention. 96% of the time, it is actually what's happening. I mean, if you think about it, it makes sense. Kids have wonderful imaginations, right? And when they apply those imaginations, they do it for, like, to be princesses and cowboys and fight mm-hmm. dragons and, you know, all of this very kind of fun kid stuff. They don't make up stories about being touched. That's not the kind of things that kids invent. And if they make up that story and it hasn't happened, we know that they've been exposed to something else. Something else has gone wrong in their life that has led them to creating this story. So regardless, if you hear a child saying something of this nature, you can believe them. You can believe that something has happened that should not have happened. And it's our job to find out what that was. And I'm really glad that you also mentioned the repeating of the story, because for those who don't know how a CAC works, what we do is we bring in the detectives, the caseworkers, sometimes the attorneys, the advocates, and they all sit in an observation room separate from the interview room, but they watch the interview remotely all together at the same time, so the child can only has to go through it one time. And it's recorded and then given to all the interested parties so that they can go off and do their jobs as best they can do. But the idea is the child and their caregivers come to our place for a very specific time period, usually a couple hours, once, and then they move on with their lives, and we help them do that too. But after that, that's sort of that's the pain point, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the way that we look at it is that's where the sunlight gets in, right? The sanitizing power of the sunlight, where the child can actually say what's happened, air it to the people who can not only believe them but do something about it, act on it, protect the child, stop the perpetrators who have groomed them oftentimes to feel guilty, like you had mentioned before, to feel guilty, to stay quiet. All the things that allow the perpetrators to continue doing what they're doing, we try to unplug that. You're not tattling on anybody. You're reporting. And it's our jobs as adults to keep you safe. Somebody failed to do that.
No, absolutely. Can you guys stick around for another break?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to come back and wrap up this hour, and I'm going to keep them for the start of the 4 o'clock hour as well. I'll be back to wrap up hour number one on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies. Listen to the Hull Show weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. Wrapping up hour number one of the Good Afternoon Guy. My name is Brian Gary, along with my producer, Ryan Kelly. Getting intruded by Micah. He just comes busting in there, thinks it's his place.
Yeah, no privacy here.
I know. Did he smell the candy? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
that's
probably
it. That's probably it. Well, you smell that? That's cold, hard cash. And I want to give you that for Christmas. It's a cold, hard cash for Christmas giveaway from 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm going to start taking the show on the road this Friday. I will be out from 3 to 5 at On the Rocks Liquor at 4637 29th Street in Greeley. Come on by and register. Friday at just before 5 o'clock, I'm going to pull one name out of that registration box. That person will then be one of the five qualifiers to win $1,000 in cash for your Christmas celebration. Second place gets $500. Third place will get $300. Cold hard cash yours. Each Friday I'll be broadcasting from a different location. On the Rocks Liquor this week. Then I'm going to be at the Midnight Oil Used Bookstore, the Tavern at St. Michael's Square, and Rule 105 Brewing. All those places right now have registration box waiting for you to stop by, throw your name in, and have me pull it out at the end of my broadcast there the Friday when I'm there. This Friday, on the Rocks Liquor, 4637 29th Street in Greeley. I will see you there Friday at 3. Coming up, hour number 2 of the Good Afternoon Guy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.